And I wish you would shut up while I'm speaking. You talk about respect. You won't even
A number of Monroe City school board meetings over the past year have featured discord about personnel decisions. Board member Clarence Sharp is the chairman of the district's personnel committee. He says the board's role in hiring is already limited, and he says the proposed legislation that would remove the little power school boards have in the hiring decisions is bad for the democratic process.
It's going to change considerably if they give all the power to the superintendent, yes. It's going to change a lot, and I really, really think it's going to be real hard on a district when you get that much power to one person.
Louisiana Superintendent of Education John White, who supports the bill, says that the current hiring procedure is overly politicized.
Hiring and firing of teachers, principals, and other educators is a political process and not a process about student achievement. And this law empowers managers, superintendents, and principals to make decisions about personnel rather than politically elected school boards.
Former member of the State Board of Education, Leslie Jacobs, agrees. She says the new law would definitely confer more power on superintendents.
The dynamic, if this legislation passes, is not just that board members wouldn't meddle, but that the superintendent has more authority to deal with the principals and the administrators underneath him or her.
But how much this will actually change things depends on the district. Bob Weber is the superintendent of Ouachita Parish Schools. He says hiring has never been an issue with his board.
As far as hiring teachers in Ouachita Parish, we've always relied on principals to hire each school site. Now, we may have to agree whether or not they have a teaching position, but it's always been our practice to allow principals to hire who they would like to hire at their school.
Monroe City School Board member Clarence Sharp says that in his district, citizens have a legitimate role to play and are eager to participate in the selection of educators.
First thing, each board member represents each district, and that district has voices. So when it's come down to those schools that's within their district and they've been there for a number of years, yes, you're going to have some problems when they don't hire somebody that they feel like is qualified for that position.
Bob Weber sees the board's role as less political than the way Sharp views the activities in his district.
Basically, with just teachers and support personnel, the board just approves the agenda, the personnel agenda. On administrative positions, we actually have a vote individually, and they do. They've never gone against my recommendation in 10 years for an administration position. So, you know, maybe it's a problem in some districts, but not in Ouachita.
As cut and dried as the issue is for Weber and for Sharp, other educators have mixed feelings. Barry Jones is the principal at Berg Jones Elementary School in Monroe. He says the issue is anything but a simple one.
In some instances, I believe that school boards need to have some input in the decisions that are made by school systems. And in other instances, the principal or the superintendent needs to have that authority. There needs to be a checks and balance system that goes with this. So I can see in some instances where the superintendent should have the sole ability to hire, and other instances where the school board needs to be able to have some input.
With the state's legislature beginning its 2012 session this week, Clarence Sharp, Bob Weber, and Barry Jones, along with educators across the state, will be watching closely to see how the new hiring bill will fare and on whose shoulders hiring decisions will fall going forward. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.